श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 15 नारद एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स किंग चित्रकेतु एंड इट इज 7/28/2019 भूतै भूतानि भूतेश सृजति अवतिहन्ति च आत्मश्रुतैर् अस्वतन्त्रैर् अनपेक्षोऽपि बलवत् भाषान्तर एंड भावार्थ परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड द मास्टर एंड प्रोप्राइटर ऑफ एवरीथिंग इज सर्टनली नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन द टेम्पररी कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन नॉनदलेस जस्ट एज ए बॉय एट द बीच क्रिएट्स समथिंग इन विच ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड The Lord keeping everything under His control causes creation, maintenance and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging a government or a king to see to the public's welfare. And He annihilates through agents for killing, such as snakes. The agents for creation, maintenance and annihilation have no independent potency. But because of the spell of the illusory energy, one thinks himself the creator, maintainer and annihilator. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. No one can independently create, maintain or annihilate. Bhagavad Gita 3.27 therefore says, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah ahankar vimudatma Kartaraham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actually carried out by nature, prakriti, material nature, as directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, includes all living entities to create, maintain or annihilate according to the modes of nature. But the living entity without knowledge of Supreme Person and His agent, the material energy, thinks that He is the doer. In fact, He is not at all the doer. As an agent of the Supreme Doer, the Supreme Lord, one should abide by the Lord's orders. The present chaos, chaotic conditions of the world are due to the ignorance of the leaders who forget that they have been appointed to act by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they have been appointed by the Lord, their duty is to consult the Lord and act accordingly. The book for consultation is Bhagavad Gita, in which the Supreme Lord gives directions. Therefore, those who are engaged in creation, maintenance and annihilation should consult the Supreme Person who has appointed them and should act accordingly. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbances. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of Proprietor and everything, is certainly not interested in the temporary cosmic manifestation. Nonetheless, just as a body at the beach, creates something in which he is not interested, the Lord, keeping everything under his control, causes creation, maintenance and annihilation. He creates by engaging a father to beget a son. He maintains by engaging government or a king to see to the public's welfare, and he annihilates through agent for killing and such as snakes. The agents for creation, maintenance and annihilation have no independent potency, but because of the spell of illusory energy, one thinks himself the creator, maintenance and annihilator. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedant Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvisheshunyavadi Pachata Deshatarine. So everything is created, maintained and annihilated by Supreme Personality of Godhead and nobody else. The definition, very definition of God is that he creates, he maintains and he annihilates. Janma adi yasya ataha itaratasya artheshu abhignat swarat तेने ब्रह्म हृदय आदि कवये जन्मादि यस्यतः फ्रॉम कृष्णा एवरीथिंग बीइंग क्रिएटेड मेंटेन एंड एनाइलेटेड दैट इज सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड ही डजंट डू दैट पर्सनली बिकॉज पर्सनली ही हैज ओनली वन thing to do, and that is his sporting blissful pastimes with his devotees such as gopis, gopas, mother, Jasoda, father. He has nothing else to do than enjoying. He is a supreme enjoyer. Bhuktaram Yagyata Pasham Sarvalokamaheshwaram Srut Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Santim Richati. So he does not personally get involved in Srushti, Sthiti and Pralay, creation, maintenance and annihilation. He is not interested. That is the work of his expansion as Karano Dakshay Vishnu, Garbho Dakshay Vishnu and Kshiro Dakshay Vishnu and maybe different incarnations. So here example is given that a boy on the beach, he is making sand castle, but he knows that he is not going to get anything out of it. He has to leave it behind. He cannot take that castle home and live in it. It's just a play. Similarly, a living entity thinks that he has created house, home, family, children, etc. But at the end, he should know, which he doesn't know, that he has to leave everything behind. He can't take it with him. Even the body. That's the message here actually. Narada Muni Angira is trying to give a message that you can take your body with you. You have to leave it behind. And just like you have created your kingdom, King Chitraketu is saying, Narada Muni, you have created your kingdom and 10,000 wives and so on and so forth. You even had one child, Sukha Dukha child. So, you think that you have created and it belongs to you. But that is not the case. It's just like sand castle on the beach. It doesn't belong to a boy who creates it. Similarly, you may think that you have created the boy and the boy son belongs to me. It's not the case. Just like the annihilation through agent of killing, such as snake. So this example is given because he was poisoned. The son was poisoned. He was administered poison. So these are the agent of killing, snake or so many other causes. There are so many agents of killing. But it is all due to the one's own karma. He takes birth in particular species, and at the end, when that karma is finished, he has to die and take another birth. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Ahankar vimudatma kartaram iti manyate. Everything is geared up, or everything is going on due to the prakriti, agency, sakti of Krishna. It is the agency of Krishna. Prakriti kriyamanani creates, annihilates and maintains prakriti. Ahankar vimudatma kartaram iti manyate. Due to false ego, one thinks that I created money, house, children. Due to the false ego, ahankar, vimudatma. Vimudatma means fools, who does not see Krishna behind everything. Vimudatma, ahankar, vimudatma. Just like a dog walking under a cart, horse-drawn cart, he thinks that I am the one who is so powerful and pulling this cart. That's false conception. Sakatano bharajam swanitane means a dog under the carriage thinks that he is drawing the carriage. No, horse is carrying. Krishna is carrying. It's Krishna who, through agency, prakriti, he is doing this maintenance and creation and annihilation at the end. But due to false ego, one thinks that I am the doer. Why my Why did I lost my house? Why did I lost my body? Why did I lost my kinsmen? And they cry over it. It is due to prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani kar sarvashah. It is due to the arrangement of Krishna. Everything gets annihilated at the end. So Narada Muni is saying, you should see Krishna behind this whole thing. You are attached to your son. Jiva Uvacha. Jiva, the son of Chitraketu, he is saying that due to karma, I have come to this material world and become your son due to my karma. And due to our karma, we are getting separated. Karmena ekatra nitanam unnitanam sakarma bhi. Hiranyakashipu, he is speaking to his mother, philosophy. Even demons know the philosophy. Such a profound philosophy. Panchatattva ki jaye. Karmena ekatra nitanam. It is due to karma, all living entity comes together. And unnitanam swakarma bhi. And when karma combined, common karma finishes, then living entity gets separated. Just like he is giving example, just like when there is two straw in the river, by the current they come together and downstream they get separated. Due to karma, living entity comes together. So, and due to karma, they get separated. So this is supreme arrangement of Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the relatives, son, daughter, wife, husband, parents, they come together due to karma. And they suffer. They make each other suffer due to karma. But it is due to the karma we suffer from each other. Family means they come together, they have flickering happiness, chapala sukha, and then just for that short sukha, short happiness, they work so hard and they try to maintain with hard labor, and at the end it becomes finished. So what is the use of this making and breaking of sand castles? The ultimate reality is that I should put an end to my karma, to my suffering, and go back to home, back to Godhead. Go back to Krishna. And give all credit to Krishna. He is the doer. Then we can have a peace, everlasting peace. Prabhupada gave that peace formula, Bhokta Ram Yagyata Pasham Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Srut Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Santim Ichyati. That's a peace formula from Gita, Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna is Bhokta. He is the enjoyer of our karma. Whatever we do, we should think that he is the enjoyer of my karma. That means pious karma. We should always engage in pious karma, especially bhakti, especially prema. So, bhoktaram yagya tapasham. Yagya tapasham means hard earned money. labor. With labor, we are earning money. Result of our hard labor is money. So our money, the enjoyer is Krishna, Yajna Tapasham. And he is the Lord and Master and Controller of all planetary system. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, he is a controller. Srut Sarva Bhutanam, he is the well-wishing friend of all living entity. One who knows this can attain eternal peace. So this we should consult. Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada says that all these politicians and kings and parents and everybody should consult Krishna through Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna gives direction in Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we have to think like this, that whatever is happening, it is due to the will of Krishna. I have an independent, but it is minute independent. Ultimately, Krishna is controller. Just like one example we can take is a cow. Owner of the cow wants cow to graze around a tree. So he ties the cow on the tree at one end and cow at the other end with so much long rope. So the cow can graze only into that area. So similarly, we can also think we are Lord or we are doer or we are this or that. But we are limited. We are controlled by Krishna through Prakrati Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani. We can only become so much of controller, so much of doer, so much of producer. Only so much. But it is ultimately Krishna who controls everything, the owner of the cow. He can tie cow with a certain rope, and that is the circles he can graze in. So we have an independence, but minute independence. Whichever Krishna gives us, that much we can have. The ultimate controller is owner, Krishna. He can give us more or less. He is controlling. That is what it means. Without the sanction of Krishna, not a blade of grass can move. That is what this means. A cow can only graze in a certain area. So, Narad Muni and Angira Rusi instructing King Chitraketu that Harsha Shoka, your son, Harsha Shoka, he was granted son by me. And you see what is the result. He was enjoying when he was born, Harsh, and now we are mourning when he is departed. So this is all ultimately the will of Krishna. So you should surrender to Krishna and consult Bhagavad Gita. All politicians around the world should consult Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna is teaching how to rule, how to maintain. All rulers, whoever it may be, president, prime minister, king, must consult Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada says the rule, the common law for all states in the world, all kingdoms in the world, for whole earth, all politicians should have common law, and that is the Harinam Sankirtan. He says, Etad Nirvidyamana Nam Ichatam Akuto Bayat Yoginam Nrupanirnitam Harirnam Anukirtanam. Nrupa, he is telling to Nrupa, king of the whole world, परीक्षित महाराज, हे परीक्षित महाराज निरूपा, दैट देर शुड बी वन लॉ थ्रू आउट ऑल किंगडम्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड दैट इज हरिनाम. हरिनाम मस्ट बी चैंटेड बाय एवरी सब्जेक्ट. हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र शुड बी चैंटेड एवरी सिंगल डे बाय एवरी सब्जेक्ट. हरे नाम अनुकीर्तनम रूप. इट इज अ यूनैनिमस डिसीजन ऑफ ऑल द ऋषिज एंड मुनिज ऑफ नैमिषारण्य. दे वेर इन थाउजेंड नंबर, थाउजेंड्स इन नंबर, एंड दे यूनैनिमसली डिसाइडेड दैट हरे नाम अनुकीर्तनम, chanting the holy name of the Lord should be the common goal of every living entity in the kingdom every day. So this is Bhagavad Gita consultation. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbance. Prabhupada's last sentence in purport, everybody will be satisfied and there will be no disturbance. Mind agitation, false ego, fighting, biting, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, greediness, lust, anger, greed, everything will be subside. We should think that Krishna is the ultimate doer. I am not the ultimate doer. Whatever I am getting, it is due to Krishna's will. We should accept Krishna's will. And that's a very, very easy way of becoming blissful, peaceful, happy. Very easy. If we can leave everything to Krishna. It is due to Krishna's desire I am getting this. So I am up my time. So the ultimate conclusion is everybody should consult Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and conclude that it is the illusory energy through which I am put into ignorance, that I am the body and creator of my son, daughter, kingdom, all these things. It is through Prakriti Krishna is controlling everything. That is depending on Krishna. We have to think Krishna is the doer, not I am the doer. So I'll stop here. Any question anybody has? Yes, Mia. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do some acts which are not favorable for bhakti, and we know it. But we don't do it in purpose. It's rather weakness of the heart. Yes. And we don't want to do it, but somehow we continue doing it. And what's the remedy for that? And how?
The remedy is, if you are in a haste of doing things, or you are patient of doing things, we should be patient. We should be Mr. Cool. We should do everything patiently, not abruptly or by the dictation of senses or mind. We should be patient. And in patience we can consult Krishna and Guru or Vaishnavas who are advanced than us. We can consult them. Then we can have proper guidance and our suffering can end. Otherwise, impatiently we do whimsical things that will make us suffer. So we should consult higher authority if we are patient. But if we do by the dictation of moja material nature immediately without using our mind, intelligence, and super soul within, we have to consult higher authority than us. Then there will be peaceful, blissful, happy situation, happy solution to our problem. And then act on it. We have to act on it also. Not that they can keep saying, Krishna can keep speaking Gita and Bhagavat, and we keep doing our thing. That will not help us. We have to surrender in purpose to our Guru Krishna, higher Vaishnava authorities. Then we can get right knowledge. Any other question? Yes, Ananta Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for class and visiting us again.
Thank you.
Regarding the fact that Krishna is controller, sometimes or many times we as devotees are catch into the situation.
Sorry, I missed it in this mess. Sorry, go ahead again.
Yeah. So sometimes or many times we as devotees are catch in situation where we, although that we know theoretically that Krishna is God and Supreme Controller, the situation overcomes us and we lament or we are distressed and we don't act upon this understanding that we should just accept and, as mentioned, be happy, blissful. What to do in that situation? How devotee can overcome this apparent or illusion or this ignorance which overcome us? What would be in that situation which comes quite often, I would say?
Well, first thing is we should be in mood of goodness. We should be situated in a mood of goodness. That's the first thing to do. Second thing is we should be determined that I want to do things right. We should be determined and have a little patience, a mood of goodness, utsaha, nischay, dhiraj, patience. So patience, we should not immediately act or react on certain situation. Time will tell, time will heal. So we should give a little time. Then the mood of goodness will pervade. But we do everything in passion and ignorance, and then there is no chance. And then suffering. But in mood of goodness, we can consult Krishna, we can consult Guru, we can consult our Vaishnavas. Idea is to think that I am meager, I have not enough intelligence, I am not the doer, let me consult, let me have a patience, let me have a time. Not just passionate, all the time, passion, passion. We have to come to mode of goodness at least. Then we can go to pure goodness. We have to be patient. We have to be determined. We have to have mode of goodness. And if you cannot rise, then we have to we have to surrender. Mrityu sarva, at the end of the life, we have to surrender anyway. We have to surrender. So sooner we surrender to Krishna and Guru, Vaishnavas, the better it is for us. Nothing beyond roti, kapda, makan, food, shelter and clothing, nothing beyond that we need. Anything beyond that is going to trap us, trap into illusion. Working hard and making money, hard-earned money, very difficult to spend or give away or anything. Very difficult. we create our own web and cocoon and get trapped in it. So we have to surrender to Krishna and Guru. That's very important. Then through their dictation, if we act, then we can never go wrong. Whatever Krishna says, you understand, then consult with Guru or Vaishnavas, that becomes absolute truth for you. Whatever Krishna says, we may speculate. So no speculation means consulting higher authority, like higher Vaishnavas, gurus. So then it becomes truth. No speculation. Make sense? Any other question? Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Can you share your ex?
Can I share?
Yeah, can you share? You were in America, United States, preaching tour. Can you share your realization about spreading Krishna consciousness in United States? How is mission going on there? Up-to-date information from your side?
Yeah. America is going slowly and steadily. I think His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he is spending quite a bit of time in New York area. So, nice Rath Yatra this year, because it's a new management, nice temple, where everything is going wonderful, 22nd Avenue. And then they have, across the river, Hudson River, New Jersey, is also nice temples, 2-3 of them. And all over America, Rath Yatras and youth preaching, but it is slow, very slow. It is slow. But Indian devotees are increasing, because those migrated ITs and engineers and doctors from India, they are all having so much, time, Saturday, Sunday. So what to do? Go to the temple, go to Bhakti Vriksha. So that part is increasing. But it's going good. Russia and China, India, other parts also going good. ISKCON is going to go on 10,000 years steadily. We'll win the race, and it will go on. Prabhupada's prediction. And Prabhupada will be known for 10,000 years. For that we have to... Somebody asked me a question, Sunday feast in Temple America, that what we should do to recruit the local devotees. So the answer is Prabhupada's formula. The new formula. Book distribution, prasadam distribution, and Harinam Kirtan. That's a formula. Prabhupada employed that formula. So it's going on. It's going on. We had a nice sadhu sangh mela in North Carolina. Every year it gets booked up in 15 minutes. 15 minutes it gets booked up. Very many, about 2,500 devotees come together. And nice association, sadhu sangha. All sannyasis and preachers and president of temples, gurus, they all come together and nice satsang, nice prasad. Nice prasad also. His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj, he's organizing. So like that, thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.